Yes, Paul Kelly and the Colour Girls, those dumb things. Rather appropriate.
Excuse me? What are you saying, Fezzy?
Just over this whole lack of action on medicinal cannabis and the legalisation of it. So, people, families like Lynn, who is from Medicinal Cannabis Awareness Tasmania, can access it and not go through that added stress and pressure that they're already under.
Just repeat the news you were just giving a moment ago about the Queensland Parliament.
Yeah, well, Queensland last night unanimously passed new laws that allows GPs from March next year to prescribe medicinal cannabis for patients. The laws give certain specialists like oncologists, paediatric neurologists, palliative care specialists the right to prescribe medicinal cannabis. Other doctors like GPs can apply to the Queensland Health for permission to prescribe the drug and patients. So we're not talking about a free willy where you go to a stall on the road and buy a bag. I mean, it's controlled.
I was just about to say, if it's a government-controlled drug, you know, they have to go through a certain pathway to be able to get it anyway.
Well, that's right.
And the main thing is that's all we're asking, isn't it?
That's right.
So people like Lynn don't have to grow their own as such.
Correct. Mm. That's exactly right. But, of course, the news isn't so good. Like last night in the house down in Hobart.
Yes, Andrea Dawkins put forward a motion for medicinal cannabis users in Tasmania to be afforded some sort of protection via quite a simple framework that can be quite easily put in place, whereby you registered, your doctor's involved, somebody within the health department keeps the register of these people, and it would afford Tasmanians some protection, because as we know, there are a couple of cases before the courts at the moment with medicinal cannabis users being charged,
which is a bit
frightening, really, when our Premier is quite openly saying that we would not be prosecuted.
Yeah.
We would not be charged.
Well, there you go. You know, and surely a health minister, and I know Michael very well, surely under his portfolio he has a duty of care. I mean, I know if I was health minister, I'd be looking at all the options. I mean, I wouldn't not turn my back on anything. I would explore it. I'd seek out the information and find out, and then, you know, talk about
Michael, come to the film.
Yes, we need the health minister there.
It's happening on November the 9th.
But you have got some support from politicians, haven't you?
Yes, Lara Gettings has been very kind and purchased a couple of tickets and mentioned that in Parliament last night that she would be coming along, and she also encouraged Mr. Ferguson and Mr. Hitting and our Premier to come along, and because this is a big issue for them, you know. There's lots of Tasmanians breaking the law to save their lives. So, it's a huge issue.
And it should never have got to that stage anyway, but, you know.
No.
Absolute joke. We're going to put a link up where you can buy tickets to go along to a preview screening of this fabulous documentary put together by Helen Kavalos. Just let us know the date again and the time.
The date is November the 9th at 6:30 in at Village Cinema.
Absolutely. That's a Wednesday night.
Lynn, we'll stay in touch with you.
Thank you.
And please keep us posted on any news and developments you hear. And we'll certainly put the heat on the health minister and the state government and get them there, because it's just a crucial issue that can help save people's lives. And that's what we need to do.
Yeah. Totally.
You know, I just can't understand why we're not. And we've got to fix it. So we're going to do our best.
Thank you very much.